Conductor and pianist Rob Fisher's career keeps him on the move, working with orchestras around the country, parachuting into town, putting a performance together, then setting out for the next project, each one with a different cast. It calls for skilled musicianship and a knack for adaptation, and it's brought him to Hawaii as guest conductor for the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra's holiday pop concerts and to our studio this morning. Good morning, Rob. Thanks for coming.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. I love your beautiful island. Any reason to come to your beautiful island is a good one.
It's good to have you. I was thinking about the kind of work you do, which requires you to, as we said, just show up and have a couple of rehearsals, put a show together with a group of musicians you've never worked with before, and you do this again and again.
It's an amazing thing, and I've most recently, in February, I was in Bulgaria for the second time, which was such a special experience because we didn't have the same language except music.
Uh-huh.
And I never take for granted that when I move my arms, they're going to play.
Yeah.
But there was something really special about the fact that when I moved my arms in Bulgaria,
they
played just the way I wanted them to, just the way any musicians in the world would, with no language used other than gestural.
Which says a lot about music as well as the art of conducting, which I think is something that civilians don't really understand.
There's a lot of mystery to it. There have been a few studies, neurological studies, of what that connection is between musician and orchestra. And I've talked to some people who've written about it. And what's amazing is I can just, without moving my head, I can look in the direction of a musician. They will look up. They can't possibly have seen the movement in my eyelids, and yet they know I'm looking at them. They're just more mysteries than anyone has ever been able to figure out.
There's got to be something extrasensory going on.
There is something extrasensory. And they have done those brain maps, and my brain perceives the end of my body to be the end of the baton, not my hand.
Uh-huh.
So it's the end of the baton. And there and there's an attachment between the end of that baton with those musicians.
Yeah.
But I think there's as much mystery and magic as there is science.
You know, I remember as a kid watching the Leonard Bernstein Young People's concerts in which he explained the orchestra. And he did a thing where he's saying, people wonder what the conductor does. Well, I'm going to conduct a portion, and then I'm going to stop conducting, and the orchestra kind of gradually fell apart. And you could hear it.
And it depends on the piece, really and truly. If it's a piece the orchestra has played many, many times, it's an easy job. My experiences have been often taking music to orchestras they don't generally play because it's crossover and more popular music. I've done a couple of musicals with the New York Philharmonic, and they haven't played Carousel, and they hadn't played My Fair Lady, and they actually were relying on me. And you can feel it on the end of your baton if they're playing because of you or they're just playing.
Yeah, yeah. And with music like that, Broadway music has a different kind of, I want to call it a kind of swing than orchestral music, right? The rhythm is...
Depends on the vintage.
Yeah.
But yeah, often. And pop's music, like I'll be doing with the symphony here, definitely has a lot more of that swing.
Mm-hmm.
Although we're doing some pieces from Nutcracker and some more classical type pieces. But orchestras today really have to be able to do everything. And classical orchestras today are beginning to take pride in their ability to swing when necessary.
But you know what I'm saying. There are just radically different rhythmic feels to the different types of music, right?
Yes. I don't, you know, radical is too strong a word for me.
Yeah.
But yes, there are, to be authentically in that style, there are different rhythmic approaches. And it's not just a matter of how short is your eighth note and 16th note.
Right.
But it really has to do with an ongoing flow of the way those rhythms work.
Yeah. How do you transmit that to 66 people all at once?
Boy.
I guess
there's the mystery.
Maybe it's best not to think about it, right?
It seems that there is a way.
Uh-huh.
I'm I'm able to get that result.
Yeah, yeah.
I would not want to spend too much thinking about time thinking about what I might look like getting that result.
Right. But you have to have you have two rehearsals with the Hawaii Symphony and then the performance. So you have to sort of follow a pretty specific progression of what things you work on when and how you allot your rehearsal time, right?
Yeah, it's really what can I do to help them be the most ready and feel the most comfortable about what they're going to be doing in front of the audience.
Uh-huh.
So the way rehearsal time is used is crucial. And it's that way everywhere in the world. Although Bulgaria, you can rehearse a lot more there. But in the United States, rehearsal time is so expensive that every minute has to count, and every minute needs to be directed toward what's going to make them sound the most finessed when it comes time to perform for a paying audience.
So you were telling me the best thing to do is just get up in front of them and start right in, right?
You learn a lot really quickly. They will learn a lot about me really quickly. I'll learn a lot about them really quickly. And then it's just what level of finesse is appropriate. And I hear such wonderful things about this orchestra. And it is holiday music, which doesn't, a lot of it doesn't require incredible virtuosity. But so for me, a lot of it's going to be, let's get in the spirit of this stuff.
I think you'll probably be very happy with the result. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, you too.
Rob Fisher is the guest conductor for the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra's Holiday Pops Concert this Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. The vocal trio Naleo Pili Mehana will be the orchestra's special guest.
Jingle bell, rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to ride.